Good morning. Good morning, darlings. It is. What is it? It is. Oh my God, it's already March 23rd. It's Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. Thursday. I missed hump day. Yesterday was one of my very best friend's birthdays. I called her and said, yo. Oh, and that also means we're in the season of Aries. Ooh. First things first, I did tell people in Discord, but I officially did get diagnosed with COVID. So I am on the mend, but my voice is still not like 100%. As you can probably tell, I'm sure I'm still like, a little nasally. But I am feeling much better than I was last week. Last week, today was the worst day of it, last Thursday. So I'm out of the period that they tell you you have to quarantine. So I did get out and get some medicines, and I just have to wear a face mask for like another week or something like that. Just to be cautious, I'll probably just wear one until I sound normal, until my symptoms have abated a little bit. But yeah, I'm feeling better, so that's good. I'm excited. Oh my God. But I will say, it was hard when I took the test and it came back positive. I went through a whole bunch of emotions about it. I don't know if you guys have had COVID or what your situation is. I've been fully vaccinated. As a lot of you know, I worked in medicine before I started doing smut online. So I actually had like one of the first vaccines when it started to come out, just because I was in an office still. And they gave it to medical workers and military first. So, you know, so 3 years later, the stress of constantly being inundated with COVID stuff, I didn't realize how much it had been weighing on me. And so to finally have it was almost a relief, in that it's like, okay, I've had vaccines, which I did very poorly with the vaccines. I have bad reactions to those, and just being constantly inundated, you know, whatever your politics are, it doesn't matter. It's just you hear bad things all the time. And I knew people who died. And like, so it's crazy how you reflect on things. And it's okay to reflect on things and take time to yourself if you need it. And I'm very grateful that I'm doing as well as I am. The fatigue is the worst part for me. And yeah, it just, I don't know. I was in my feels a lot this week, especially because I couldn't really work. I didn't have a voice, and, you know, it left me alone with my thoughts a lot, but, everybody was so kind and people reached out left and right, and everybody here has been so deliciously wonderful and good. It just makes me want to reward the fuck out of you because you've been such good boys and good girls for me. And good they thems and everything in between, and betwizzled. I did work on, I think I mentioned that BG Wanders had a script out with I forgot the name, like Bad Devil or something like that, on Reddit. And so I worked yesterday a lot on adapting the script so that I can do three versions of it, as you know I try to do. So I did get that done, which means that when I am ready to record, it's ready to be read and gone through. And honestly, it's just a good script. It's really good. So I am very excited to, when I get the chance, go through it. Last week, before I got sick, I had recorded on the audio. I just haven't had the wherewithal to sit and edit it. But I think I'm good enough today that maybe I can get that done. So it's a female for male script. I did not have the endurance last week to do multiple, and it's very much a like a cock forward script, so that's what's going to come out next. But I love all body parts, don't you worry. But so we're getting better. We're getting there. You've been a very good boy or a very good girl or a very good sweet potato for me, and I appreciate that. And I knew I was feeling better like yesterday and today because I'm feeling frisky. That is the true metric, is does Smutty want to get some? Smutty does. So, you know, I'm going to edge myself a bit and let it last, you know. But it's always fun when I start to feel frisky. So yeah, that's that. This is an extra long good morning greeting just because I am happy to be talking to you and not hacking along as I do it. Today is World Meteorological Day. It is National Puppy Day. It is apparently Nordic Day, which is popular in Finland and Sweden. Dia del Mar in Bolivia. Pakistan Day. All sorts of things going on this fine March day. And it's finally starting to feel and smell like spring a little bit. There's still snow on the ground, but yesterday was the first chance I got to go take a dog for a walk. And we took such a leisurely walk and it was sunny. And I know this sounds ridiculous, but it was like 52 degrees Fahrenheit, which was heaven. And then there wasn't very much wind. So I just stood in the sun and let it touch me, which I really enjoyed. And yeah, so we are in the season of Aries. Oh, it's my season. April is my birth month. I am going to wait to do the zodiac sign till April, because I just feel like it has to be during my birthday month. And as you, some of you may recall, because I've been doing this for over a year now, I like to celebrate all month long. I like a birthday. I like, you know, I'm not really like, you shower me with stuff type of person, but I just like to celebrate life and existing, and age doesn't matter to me at all because in my head I'm like a 312-year-old witch. But you know, birthdays are cool, and I know a lot of people with birthdays in April too, so it's gonna be fun. Some of you have birthdays in April, as I recall, so but we're still in March. So if you're a March birthday, happy birthday to you. You're incredible. I know we just left the realm of Pisces. Aries is my season. Let's go. And yeah, I think I've dawdled on enough today so far. But I just want you to know I am so happy to be here existing on this plane with you and letting me whisper sweet nothings in your ear as you do. And I hope you have such a good Thursday. And we are almost to the weekend. And for me, you know, I've been sleeping so much, it doesn't mean as much, but I am excited to unwind this weekend. And the pie situation, I never ended up making pies. The person, I kept pushing them back, and finally they were like, I just have to buy some for the company, because they were expecting it. And that was the day I took the test, and I felt so justified in not making this person a bunch of COVID pies. But now I have all the fixins, so I'm like, I'll just wait and make other things. I'm going to make applesauce with the apples I bought, and I have lamb, so I'm going to make meat pies, like Scottish meat pies and things. So, whatever. You know, life throws shit at you sometimes, and you got to be resilient. And I have a lot of people rooting for me, and that feels good. And I am rooting for you. I'm rooting for you. So I just want you to be well. Anyway, I'm going to get off this little whatever it is I'm on. Clearly, I'm feeling better. I'm like euphoric and happy and stupid. So have such a good day. Prepare yourself for the weekend. And I promise I'm around. I am still healing. I'm still taking a little time. But we are closer to the end of the bad stuff and getting closer and closer to the good. Have a good Thursday. More later. Love you. Bye.